It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living Approach. Here's Howard.
Well, howdy, everybody, and happy Father's Day weekend. Hope you have some good plans, but I hope your plans for a little bit here is to visit with me. Listen, I'm going to talk about a few things. You can just sit back and listen if you want to be with me and talk about green living in any way. You can give me a call at 866-444-3478. One thing that I have for you is that I told you last week about my trip and everything. Judy and Logan and I in South America, our second South America trip, the Mendoza area. I have those photographs now on the website for you, so check them out. They're listed in pretty clear categories. You'll see there when you take a look. If you look at the bottom of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, you can click right on there, or you can go in through the other websites if you use them into the travel section. We can do that on any of the sites. HowardGarrett.com, Green-Living.com has it, travel section up there in the navigation bar, so you can get there and take a look at those shots and see what you think. And we'll talk more about those as we have time. We've got some news that I need to talk about briefly also related to NAIS. Tony Manasseri, who's one of our moderators in our blog area, sent me this week. We thought it was dead. We thought this national animal identification system thing was killed, but it doesn't look like it quite is. And here's the info. It says the issues over tagging animals are not over yet, and we need people to speak out at an upcoming public meeting. In February, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it was dropping its controversial plans for a national animal identification system, or NAIS, under which every livestock animal, right down to backyard chickens, would be individually tagged and tracked. But the agribusiness companies who developed NAIS aren't quite calling it quits yet and are continuing to push for universal electronic tagging. USDA is holding a public meeting in Fort Worth. This is the date you need to write down if you're in the North Texas area. In Fort Worth on July the 1st to get public input on a new framework for animal identification, which is supposed to apply only to animals that cross state borders. But the way the current proposal is written, it could have very broad effects. It's important for farmers, horse owners, and people who support local foods to come make their voices heard. The meeting will be at the Holiday Inn DFW Airport South in Fort Worth beginning at 8 p.m. on Friday, July the 1st. And then for additional information, and we'll put all this stuff on the website for you, but for additional information, or if you're hearing about this for the first time, it's something everybody should be concerned about. There's a website called the farmandranchfreedom.org, farmandranchfreedom.org. There's additional information there. In fact, on that website, it says that the Fort Worth meeting is July the 1st, but there's also a meeting in Salt Lake City on June the 24th. So any of you near there can go to that one, and there may be some other cities where these things are happening. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, this is just an absolutely ridiculous government program that requires people to basically register their animals with the government and have these electronic chips and, you know, put in the animals. And if you move the animal off your property, you have to do this paper trail of where you took your animals. This would apply to kids in 4-H that take their animals to a show, or people that take their horses out for some kind of an event. It's just bad, 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 and we thought it was dead. It doesn't look like it is. So check that out. What else? We've got a guest coming in with me at the bottom of the hour. I think you'll be interested in, since this is U.S. Open weekend, and there's a great tournament going on. If you haven't checked out, we've been enjoying watching that, and also the soccer. I've never been a giant soccer fan, but I've really gotten kind of hooked on what's going on there. But the U.S. Open's being played at Pebble Beach. Reason I bring that up is our guest is going to talk about recycled, environmentally appropriate golf balls. And a lot of people wouldn't think the golf balls are an environmental issue, but they are, and we're going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. The Dixon Golf Company, William Carey, will be here to visit with me about that. I've had some questions the last couple of weeks about cleaning houses, cleaning the finish on various kinds of finishes on houses, from brick to stone to paneling to whatever. And people have asked me about what to use. We talk about cleaning products quite a bit here. What we've had good luck with on cleaning the siding on houses is orange oil. Orange oil used at about 2 ounces per gallon of water. That is a rate that doesn't hurt plants, and that's important because you're going to be cleaning mold and mildew and dirt and grime off the side of a house. You probably have some shrubs or ground cover flower beds around. So if you stay at 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water or less, you can really do some cleaning with as low as an ounce per gallon. It works pretty well. But for sure, don't go over 2 ounces. You get really good cleaning. You get some insect control benefit as the orange oil goes down into the soil around the house. And it also sets up a repelling situation that'll keep insects from being on the house. Now, related to that, there's something else. Well, first of all, I should tell you that there's another way to go, too, that's probably even less toxic. Orange oil can be toxic if used too strong, even though it's certainly an acceptable organic tool. And we recommend it, and I use it from time to time myself. But there's another product that would be even less toxic than orange oil, and it's the BioWash product. You can see those both on our little store, the Green Living store, if they are not available in your local stores, which is what we recommend you do first, is check with your local stores and buy it there. And then if you can't find it any other way, we do make products available at the Green Living shop on our website. And one of the reasons it's a better deal to go to the stores, you don't have to pay the shipping. But on the other hand, if you have to drive too far or if you can't find the products at all, that's why we make them available to you in the shop. But the BioWash you can use at any, pretty much any concentration you want. Anything over a couple of ounces per gallon is probably going to be wasting money, and you can get some cleaning at rates as low as a teaspoon per gallon. So check that product out as far as cleaning outside goes too. Both products, the orange oil mixed with water or the BioWash mixed with water, are also the tools for controlling aphids on your plants, or what I'm getting a whole lot of calls about. In fact, I'm probably going to do some blog information about it just within a few days here when I have time. There's a white insect on a lot of plants out there right now, and I think it relates from the plants being in a little bit of stress from the weather changes that we're seeing in a lot of the country. Looks like mealybugs, but it's not mealybugs. It's a little plant hopper, and you can tell the difference when you touch it. If you put your finger over on this little white fuzz, if it's a plant hopper, you're going to see something hop away from the stem. If it's mealybugs, they're pretty much stuck to the plant, and they're sucking the juices out of the stem of the plant. A little more damaging, in fact, probably quite a bit more damaging than the plant hoppers. Plant hoppers have piercing and sucking mouth parts too, and they do some damage, but they're more of a cosmetic thing than anything. I had them on my Japanese maple, the oldest plant that I have in my garden, is a 35-year-old plus, probably more than that now, Japanese maple, a crimson queen in a pot. And it had this insect on it, and I just blew it off with a water hose, putting my thumb over the water hose. You can use some kind of a nozzle if you want to, and just blow them off. They'll come back, but after you do it a couple of times, they'll say, you know, I think I'll go over to the neighbor's house. It won't be quite as much trouble. So give that a shot. Well, I'm Howard Garrett. The telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. We'll talk about a few more things catching up when I come back, and then go to your calls if you want to give me a buzz. So jump on here, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Let's talk about Munster Natural Dog Food. It's made with a blend of five different grains, and that's different because most pet foods have only one or two. Flaxseed is added to become the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food out there. Nutritional experts have found that a diet rich in omega-3 and natural antioxidants significantly improves the health and appearance of animals. Natural tocopherols, which are a source of vitamin E, citric acid, and rosemary extract are the natural antioxidants used in Munster Natural instead of the toxic chemicals that I don't like BHA, BHT, and ethoxyquin. Fortified with vitamins and minerals, Munster Natural comes in three different rations for puppies, mothers, and athletes, for normally active dogs, and for senior and less active dogs. But also now, the latest addition is Munster Natural's chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With seven optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's S-T-I-H-L dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
If you're currently not listening as well as you think you should, or if you've had some slight ringing in your ears, then I've got a suggestion for you. It's Affordable Hearing. It's the hearing consultant I recommend. Several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. And they'll meet on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helpline is 800-521-1592, and it's available 7 days a week to answer your questions. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing consultation and then let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home to try for a week with no charge or obligation. You hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertising, but this company is a Dirt Doctor recommendation. Affordable Hearing uses only the latest techniques and the greatest technology, so they save you money through their excellent prices. Affordable Hearing, it's 800-521-1592. Check out the contact lenses of the hearing industry. It's Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. All righty, Howard, back with you. And, well, I just need to do one more quick thing, and we'll go ahead and talk about environmental golf balls and equipment a little bit here. What I did want to tell you first, though, is a lot of you know that I do about a 20-minute little gig on the radio with my friend Bob Webster down in San Antonio. He has a similar show to the organic gardening part of what I do in on KTSA down there, and I visit with him Saturday mornings for about 20 minutes. And Bob is a really good gardener. In fact, he has a ranch and has a lot of room to do a lot of things. And he sent me some photographs just right before we went on our trip to Mendoza, and I have put them on the blog now so you can see them. One of the conversations that comes up from time to time is that the organic program is too slow and doesn't work as well and blah, 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 none of which is true. But a lot of times people like to see the evidence, and his vegetable garden will certainly impress you, to say the least. Yeah, he's been working on his soil for quite a while, and it's been getting better and better, and he's been pure organic for a while. But you can have similar success as the very first season if you follow the instructions we have on in the guides, the basic organic program that's right there on the homepage of the website. And the good news is things get better and better every year. You have to use less fertilizer. Of course, you use the right kind of fertilizers, but you use less fertilizer. You have to spray for pests, diseases, and insects less often, and the production goes way, way up. And the big difference in the organic program is that you cut your watering requirements just about in half. All right, let's see if we got our guest up here from the Dixon Golf Company. We have William Carey. William, are you there? William, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
There he is. Hi, William. Thanks for joining me. A lot of people probably would be like me and not realize that golf balls are actually an environmental problem. How did How did you guys get into making environmental golf balls in the first place?
Well, actually, our parent company actually has been making golf balls for about 10 years. And so we knew what went in them. Essentially, in typical golf balls, you had heavy metals, plastics, and rubbers that are all combined together to make a golf ball. And, you know, we actually made other companies' golf balls for a while. And so we knew what was there. And as we got into that, we realized, and, you know, just being in the industry, there were about 2 billion golf balls made last year. And what happens to golf balls is they get thrown away or trashed into the environment after they're done. But when they break down a little bit, oftentimes those heavy metals, whether it be tungsten, cobalt, or lead, can seep into the groundwater. They actually just did some studies over in Loch Ness, and they were having some environmental issues, and they had divers go down, and they found hundreds of thousands of golf balls down there that were causing some of the problems.
I guess that's where a lot of them end up. I should have realized that golf balls have some nasty things in them. Garden hoses do. It's an issue that we talk about quite a bit here, so it makes sense that golf balls would be a similar situation.
Well, and I think that, you know, because they're just a small white ball, people don't think about it. But when you think of 2 billion, that's enough golf balls to make a line around the world twice. So, and that's yearly. So, I mean, yeah. That's what we're putting up with. It's like the plastic bag problem, but people just don't see it because they see them one at a time, I think.
Well, the thing that's interesting about the ball that you've created, and I know you have two more that are coming out, but the one that's currently available called Earth, it's a good ball. I've played it. It hits very well. This isn't a second-class way to go, and you're going to have two balls that are even better than it, apparently, in the future.
Well, what when we were looking at making a green golf ball, because we looked at the problem and said, well, what can we do about it? We decided if we're going to make a green golf ball, it needed to perform as well or better than the competition, or else really, who's going to care?
That's right. It won't catch on.
Yeah, if golfers are going to go green, it needs to perform as well, it needs to cost the same or less, and it needs just to be easy to do. And so that was really what the parameters we had to work under.
Well, right now it's just getting started. Are you actually getting the ball into pro shops, or are people just going to have to buy it some other way for a while?
Well, it's definitely getting into pro shops. And we launched it. We actually launched it, the Earth Ball, like you mentioned. We launched it in the corporate market, so it was only available to corporate buyers. And it had such a good response because they would buy it, quite frankly, because it was green and they wanted to look good. But once they played with it, they're like, kind of like you, they're like, wow, this is not inferior at all. It's a great golf ball. And over time we did make the decision to go retail. So it is in different pro shops around the country. We just got into PGA Tour Superstores, so they made a commitment to put them in throughout the country in their stores. It should be in all the golfsmiths later this year.
Well, it'll be in our online store sometime soon, I hope.
Absolutely.
As well.
And if you can go to the website, dixongolf.com, and there's a retail locator, or you can buy it online.
Well, that's great. Let's talk about the other products that you have, too, when we come back. That's William Carey with the Dixon Golf Company. I'm Howard Garrett, and we'll be right back after this. If you want to call us, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com or howardgarrett.com. We'll be right back.
Have a small garden and no time to care for it? And do you love roses but think you can't grow them? It's time you meet Drift Roses. They're the next big thing for small gardens. Drift roses are naturally dwarf ground cover roses with dark, glossy foliage, almost maintenance-free, and they bloom from spring until frost in 6 delicious colors, from apricot to peach. Available at garden retailers everywhere. Visit driftroses.com/radio.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Howard Garrett back with you, and we're visiting this morning with William Carey of the Dixon Golf Company. William, you have some other products besides just golf balls available too, don't you?
Absolutely. One of the things as we started making eco-friendly golf balls and really started recycling golf balls and our programs out there, we realized that the company has a lot more potential, and so we figured everything we would do would be eco-friendly, and so we're actually grinding golf balls up, the golf balls that we get, and we're making other products out of them to give them another life. So we're building a putter made out of recycled golf balls. We also, our apparel, we have hats that are made of recycled water bottles, shirts that are made of bamboo and recycled water bottles, and we just came out with a golf bag that's made out of recycled water bottles. And so everything that we do as a company will be eco-friendly. We want to. That's our core. We just moved into a platinum LEED certified building that the city of Tempe built, and it's right on a light rail station. And so we're trying to do everything just from our corporation and our practices to everything we produce. We want to make a change in golf, and we're trying to lead that industry into better practices.
Well, I'm very impressed with what you're doing. You caught my attention there with the putter. What part of the putter is made out of recycled material?
The head for sure, and it's still in a design. The head's made of completely of recycled golf balls. The grip, and we're actually looking at the shaft, and we're dealing with tensile strengths and stuff right now. We're trying to make it 100%. If nothing else, it'll at least be the head and the grip. But again, part of the issue is it's got to be a world-class putter or we're not going to make it.
Yeah, it's got to work well. You're going to have it in different styles, mallet head, blade,
yeah,
long putters.
We're looking at three different styles right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and the website where they can see these things is?
It's dixongolf.com, DIXONgolf.com.
Well, I'm looking forward. I've played the earth ball, looking forward to the wind and fire balls that are coming up. The wind ball is going to be available pretty soon?
Wind ball actually is available right now.
Okay.
And it's a distance ball, and it's been rated actually by a lot of long driving teams as the top distance ball on the market. And then the fire ball should be out in a couple weeks, and that is a tour ball. And so we hope to have some tour players playing that soon as well. And it's tested as one of the top tour golf balls in the market. So
you think you're going to be able to get the tour players away from Titleist and Bridgestone and Callaway?
You know, it's not our top priority because, you know, a lot of things we do is a grassroots movement because a lot of those guys play whoever pays them the most.
That's exactly right.
but there are some people that are interested because people do care. And those people that are interested are the ones that will pursue. And we have a lot of people. We have one of our celebrity spokesmen is Don Cheadle, the actor. He called us a few months ago and just said, "Hey, I want to be your celebrity spokesman. I don't want you to pay me. I just want to be a part of it because I believe in what you're doing."
No, that's cool.
And a lot of other people are doing that. So it's really cool opportunity, and it's really fun to work with people that care so much.
I'm sure we have some listeners sitting out there wondering about this question here. What do you think about the idea that's been kicked around about using golf balls? And apparently they may have even tried it on this horrific oil spill in the Gulf.
You know, it's interesting. We actually sent an invitation to BP to help them out if they needed golf balls, golf ball materials, anything we could do to help. We didn't receive a response back from them.
Interesting.
But we were, you know, if it could have been helped, we were willing to try, and whether it was ground up or golf balls or whatever, who knows exactly how they were going to use it. But we offered actually to help out in that process.
Well, I'm really curious about how the subject of golf balls even came up. It was almost like they had tried it and used them before or something.
I'm curious about that as well.
Yeah.
We heard about that and we jumped on it to see if we could help out. But who knows, like you said, I don't know they know exactly what to do out there. Obviously they don't, but we were hoping we could have helped.
The fact that they didn't respond to you kind of fits in with how that whole thing's going, unfortunately.
Yeah. I saw a little video on YouTube of a parody of a bunch of BP officials in the conference room, and they had a coffee spill, and so they started throwing golf balls and hair at it to see if it would fix it. It was pretty funny, actually.
Well, William, I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and I look forward to talking with you and working with you more and seeing the other products. That website again for everybody?
It's dixongolf.com, DIXONgolf.com.
Dixongolf.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard.
Talk to you later.
And we'll talk to you some more. We'll get some of those new products out to you.
Okay, look forward to it.
All right, thanks.
See
bye-bye.
You. All right, that's interesting stuff. You know, when I first saw the product, and I'll tell you who showed it to me and gave me a sleeve to play. It was Mark Claiborne at Tierra Verde, a golf club over in Arlington, the golf club, and that fits because they're a green golf course. They've been using a 100% organic fertility program now for several years with great success. So they had heard about that, probably read some of the stories about the golf course and contacted Mark, and that's how I first learned about the ball. Your first reaction to it is kind of a silly thing, but the more you learn about what they're doing, the more impressive It is, and I'm looking forward to trying these higher performance balls. The one called Earth, the one that's already out, is pretty good. I was impressed with it. I never had a lot of trouble hitting the ball a long way. The aiming has always been my problem, and they haven't come up with a ball that solves that problem yet. Anyway, DixonGolf.com. Going back to the clean, and anybody wants to give us a shout, it's 866-444-3478 on this Father's Day weekend and U.S. Open weekend at Pebble Beach. I hope you're enjoying that or whatever else. There's some good soccer on TV as well. But back to this cleaning situation for houses and cars and various kinds of things. One thing that I tried just recently that I'm not sure I've even passed on the air about how well it worked. I have a car that has leather interior, and it's pretty good quality leather. It stayed fairly soft. I've never done a whole lot with it. But we discovered when we had a mold problem in our house, we had a leak. I've talked about it on the air. We had a leak under the house and a mold set up all through the house. And we cleaned it up with the BioWash product. And one thing that my wife discovered when she was cleaning some shoes and some purses and things like that that had mold actually set up on the leather was that the BioWash, which is also sold as plant wash, by the way, in some markets, not only cleaned the mold off and killed the mold on the leather, but it made the leather soft and beautiful. So I thought, well, what the heck, I'll try that on my in my car on the leather upholstery. And sure enough, it really is nice. It improves the softness and the suppleness of the leather and cleans very, very well. So if you've used other products and haven't had that great a success, give the BioWash a shot. The other thing on houses, back to cleaning houses for a moment, I was noticing something at our place the other day, and that is when you have a lot of insects starting to show up in the growing season on plants, they're starting to pop up here and there. Generally, you also start to see some insects around the house, around the windows and under the eaves of the house, spiders building webs, wasps building nests and things like that. And even though I don't mind the wasps because they're very beneficial unless they're hanging in a place where you'd bump into them and they'd be dangerous for somebody, they're very, very beneficial because the wasps help with the control of various caterpillars, which are starting to show up out there. There's a lot of webworms and things like that beginning. And if you protect the wasp, that's a good thing. But on the other hand, if you don't want any insects and you don't like having to clean the underside of the eaves and around the house and everything, there's something you can do that, again, sounds kind of makes you raise your eyebrows when you first hear about it, but it works. And what is that? Well, it's painting the underside of eaves. And if you have, like I have, we have a porch on the second story of our office, and it has a ceiling out on the patio area. Paint that surface blue, sky blue. It's called Haint Blue, H-A-I-N-T, Haint Blue. And it was started in the South years and years ago, and somebody discovered that it would keep insects away, and then I think somebody thought, well, if it keeps insects away, maybe it'll keep the ghosts and goblins away, the haints. And that's how it got the name Haint Blue. And it works. I was noticing at my house yesterday that there's no insect activity at all. It's still clean as a whistle. And we painted the thing about 3 years ago, maybe longer than that. And we've had very, very little insect activity and building nests and webs and things like that. Does it help with mosquitoes? We think probably a little bit. But how much, we don't know. It doesn't totally eliminate the problem by any means. And mosquitoes, another subject I wanted to talk about a little bit. But you can, because we're getting into that season, but you can learn more about that Haint Blue on our website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and go into the library and just look up Haint Blue. You'll see it as a past newsletter that we did on it and some shots of some of the surfaces that we had painted and some links to the stories about this technique. It's really interesting, and it's kind of a nice feel. Anyway, in fact, a lot of people commented to me after we started getting some feedback. Other people, a lot of people gave it a try, and they gave us good feedback about how it worked with the insects and so forth. But they also started commenting about the relaxing experience of it. It makes a more relaxing environment where you have a lot of that kind of thing. And I think maybe that's related to how it controls the insects. The theory is it looks like the sky and confuses them, the insects, and so they go away. But that that blue, and if you look at the details on various websites, you'll see there's a light Haint Blue and a dark Haint Blue. I tend to use the lighter one. But check it out. Look at our past newsletter. If you want our newsletter from this point forward, which comes out on Monday, send us an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back right after this. The new biological products called Thrive from Alpha Biosystems just continue to impress me and everybody that uses the products. They improve the soil health, and that improves plant growth. Other products clean up pet odors and clear up ponds, and some even help with odors. These products are available in a lot of retail stores now, so if you haven't tried it, give it a shot. It's called Thrive from Alpha Biosystems, alphabiosystems.com. Telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Alpha Bios Thrive.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
There's a lot of difference in zeolite products, and although I recommend all of them, the one that's the very best is Zeotech, and that's the one you should get. They have kitty crystals, the very best cat litter on the market. Critter crystals for the other small pets, Zequine for the horses, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and now Turfaid for organic bed preparation. For information, go to ZeotechCorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for Zeotech Zeolite.
Johnny, inside, and take the dog. Who are you people?
Homeland Safety, ma'am. We're sweeping the neighborhood for dangerous toxins.
Hey, what are they doing?
We're replacing those chemical pesticides with safe EcoSmart products.
EcoSmart?
Yes, ma'am. EcoSmart is highly effective against bugs, but completely safe for kids, pets, and the environment.
EcoSmart, the safe pesticide brand. Derived from nature, backed by research, proven effective. Not just smart. EcoSmart.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Tired of poor performing crops, gardens, or lawns? You have areas where things don't grow well or at all. Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type, and why growers and homeowners see remarkable results with reduced costs by following our detailed recommendations. Each test is performed individually with your report designed specifically for your soil, your plants, and your fertilization practice. Our Ask the Plant program for growers is our exclusive crop monitoring program that allows you to make nutritional corrections before plant development and fruiting are permanently reduced. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to find out about custom tests, see useful information, examples of real reports, and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Roddy Howard, back with you. Telephone number. A couple of people have called in and didn't want to go on the air talk to Kevin, and I'll cover a couple things here. But if you want to talk to me on the air, give me a call at 866-444-3478. And I'm going to talk about mosquitoes a little bit too. But one of the calls was about nutgrass, controlling nutgrass with molasses, and where that information was. I think what confuses people a little bit with our website sometimes is that they'll go in and type in a term in the search. And to be honest with you, our search property doesn't work very well. It pulls up articles rather than the specific answers out of the library. So if you've got a question about nutgrass or some plant or some insect or cleaning product or whatever, go to the library part of the website, dirtdoctor.com, or green-living.com. Go to the navigation bar. But the people who have used the site in the past can just go to dirtdoctor.com, and right in the middle of the page, library, the word library will be there. You click on that, and then you look up things alphabetically in that area, and the molasses and the nutgrass or nut sedge information is there. And I've been running an experiment on that at home. A lot of people comment that it didn't work, and the didn't work response comes from the fact that when you put liquid molasses into water and you drench an area that has nut sedge, it'll kill it, but it's one of the things that I recommend that takes some time. A lot of the organic techniques people think take a lot of time and really don't if you do it right. But this is one that does, that you have to be patient about. And it also takes two or three applications, and the nut's edge just slowly fades away. One of the listeners sent me an email and comment. In fact, it's going to be in my Dallas Morning News column, I think, in the next column that comes out. They sent me a note saying that they put the molasses out and it didn't work. Nothing happened to the nut's edge. They drenched it a couple of times. And then they started pulling it out by hand, and they noticed that the nutlets had rotted away in the ground. And that's what happens. You start getting this deterioration of the crown of the plant, the roots, and the nutlets that are in the ground that, that propagate the nut's edge, even if you physically remove it. So this technique of getting rid of nut's edge is a combination of physical removal and the molasses. And you'll see in the information that I put there that you mix the molasses pretty strong. And I don't think we've got a real definite recommendation there. It can go anywhere from a half a cup to a cup of liquid molasses per gallon of water. Those are the ways we've recommended it in the reports we've got, but you might be able to use less than that. We don't know for sure yet, but if you're trying it out, use at least a half a cup of liquid molasses per gallon of water. Drench it right in on top of the nut's edge. You can do it in turf. You can do it in beds. If you're doing it in a bed where you're not doing it or on the turf or around other small plants, you can make it stronger. If you make it too strong in the turf, it'll kill the grass. It'll rot the grass out. It creates so much biological activity, that's how it works, that you can hurt some things you don't want to hurt if you mix it too strongly. So stick around the half a cup per gallon, drench it in on the plants, and do it once, do it again in a week, do it a third time in another week. Do some physical removal in the meantime, and you're going to see that it just slowly but surely fades away. The other question that has started coming up is related to mosquitoes. Mosquitoes are always a huge subject for us, have been for quite a long time. And it's an interesting problem because there's some so-called organic techniques for controlling mosquitoes that I don't even recommend. And here's how that goes, and it's all on the website. You can look it up in detail there. Plus the fact, I met some fellas this week that have a little portable device, and I'm just getting the information about it, but I'm kind of impressed about how it works. You can use it when you want to use it. It uses a geranium extract oil and works very well. But what I need to go through for you, if you've never heard me talk about it, are the things that I specifically recommend and don't recommend related to mosquitoes. The first thing is DEET. I don't recommend it at all. If you'll read the label, you'll see that it's a very toxic material. It tells you not to put it on your skin, especially on children's skin. And what does everybody do? Everybody buys these DEET products and sprays it right on the skin of themselves and their kids. If you've been doing that, stop. Don't do it. There are organic tools, alternatives. One's called cactus juice. The Eco Smart people have one. Neptune's Harvest has one that I'm impressed with also. And there's several others. I also don't recommend pyrethrum as a spray, even though it's an organic, quote-unquote organic spray from a plant. It's too toxic. I don't want you using pyrethrum. These sprays that are set up in the garden is mist on a regular basis, every day. I don't recommend it at all. I think that putting out something over and over and over and over and over again, even if it's non-toxic, would be bad. But synthetic pyrethroids and natural pyrethrum are far too toxic for you to be doing that. We'll talk more about mosquitoes. The things that I do recommend are on the website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and you can look it up there, and I'll talk more about it on there. And if you want to call me, do that. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Watch a little golf on TV and have a happy Father's Day weekend.